You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, canoes of bugaboos up for hullabaloo and peekaboo. This is Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. Today's show is episode 158, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we're your fabulous friends finding flabbergasting fartest facts about farts and facials. That was from Brandon, age 11.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon.
Two fart references.
No, I think I added in the second fart.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Okay, guys, big news. We are on Wikipedia!
Until somebody deletes us.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. I think we pass requirements for notability at this point.
Yeah. Because we have Kickstarter. We have, you know,
but
we
not
won
as individuals.
We got awards. We got nominations.
And I think I like one of the things cited is we were on the Apple commercials.
Yeah.
So that kind of.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'll commit a crime if I have to. If that's what it takes to keep us on there. Okay.
No, you'll get your own page.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll edit your name out. Our first names and last names are all listed on Wikipedia, too, which is weird because I don't think we talk about...
Spelled correctly. Yeah. I mean, actual pixels.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
They know our pub team name.
Yeah.
That, I think, is the most hilarious thing that the...
That out of all things to talk about is
that
like, they play on a team.
Pub team name is... Yeah. It's there, and you can't take it away. Well, you could.
They could take it away.
I guess any person could go take it away.
Oh, my God. We can't even tell our quizmaster, our public, be like, our team is
on Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia. You get an extra point for that.
That'd be really annoying.
I'm annoyed already.
Yeah.
I'm already annoyed.
No, we're just excited to be.
So whoever did that, thank you. That
thank you.
Very nicely.
It'll be a nice 2 weeks. And then
we'll be like, what is this?
I'm screen capping everything.
Yeah.
Guys, this is actually Winkypedia. I don't know if you noticed.
No, that was the first thing I checked. Was like, is this like a different wiki
site?
Oh,
right.
But
the bad podcast wiki.
But I want to say,
a bunch of jokers.
Because our official name has an exclamation point on it, it kind of screws up our URL.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because it goes to Good Job Brain. Like when you link it and when you copy it, it seems like you're really excited about a show called Good Job Brain, no punctuation.
Right.
And then so if you click on it, it just goes to like this page doesn't exist. It has an exclamation point in the URL.
Oh no.
So keep a note of that. Mm-hmm. And without further ado, let's jump into our general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hot Shot. And here I have a random Trivial Pursuit card from Genus 4.
All right.
Is there a date? No date. So I don't know when this is.
Could be outdated.
Could be outdated. Could be not. Try our luck. Press our luck. With your barnyard buzzers, let's buzz in. Blue wedge for people and places. What storied European mountain is known in Italy as Monte Cervino?
Monte Cervino. Hmm. Storied.
European mountain.
Huh. Mountain.
Singular.
Uh-huh.
Mount Cervino.
Is known in Italy as Monte Cervino. Chris.
Mount Olympus.
That's a different country.
What? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like they have their own name for it, their own language.
In Italy?
Is the mountain in Italy?
I believe the mountain is in Italy.
I see. Okay.
I would think of all people, Chris would know this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Wow, so that means it's in a game
it's
or something?
Weird. Yeah.
I was going to guess Vesuvius, but they just call it Vesuvius.
I think they call it Vesuvius.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's between Fantasyland and and Tomorrowland. The Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn.
Huh. I think I thought that was in Switzerland.
Yeah, because the theme of that ride does
it's,
not...
Yeah, it's
like
it's
Alpine.
Yeah.
Maybe it's...
Maybe it's on the border.
On the border.
Yeah.
Close enough you can see
but it. It's on the Italy side. All right. That's good to know. What do they call it? Cervino?
Yeah, Cervino.
That's good. Okay. That's good trivia.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pink Wedge for Arts and Entertainment. What 1994 movie is generally credited for Sandra Bullock's rapid rise as a superstar? Oh, Dana.
Speed.
Yes, Speed. We're pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah. Rapid rise.
Rapid.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. You get it now?
Clever, clever question writer.
Oh, it's not the net.
I think the net came after.
Yeah, that was after.
Yeah, yeah. My, that was my little attempt at a joke.
Okay.
Because the net was not good.
We're all trying to correct you.
I was like, I have watched that.
Yellow Wedge for history. Who chose Martin Pinzon and Vicente Yanez Pinzon to captain his two other ships on his best known voyage? I'm so sorry for...
It's cool. Christopher Columbus.
How do you pronounce those names?
Martin Pinzon and Vicente Yanez Pinzon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. And screwed up too badly.
Yeah. Probably Pinzon.
His two other ships. Yeah. Got it.
Two other ships.
Yeah.
So which ship was Columbus on?
Is he on the Santa Maria?
I think that was the big one.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think that was
the flagship. It's also named after a saint. The actual flagship. Yeah. Is that where flagship comes from?
Yes. Yes.
In general,
and you would have a fleet. Your flagship would be the biggest and would be flying all your banners and your colors.
Yeah. The big one.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually the first, but not always.
I learned something. Brown Wedge for Science and Nature. What bright star in Canis Major has a dim companion, the first white dwarf ever seen?
What? Can you read it again?
Yeah, it's a lot of commas.
Bright star.
What bright star in Canis Major
has
a dim companion, the first white dwarf ever seen?
Isn't that, I mean...
So star, we're looking for the star.
Is it the dog star? Is that what we're looking for?
Yes,
okay. Sirius. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Green Wedge for Sports and Leisure. What yard line do Division 1A college football teams try to score from in overtime?
Oh, jeez. Man. What yard line do Division 1A
teams
try to score in? Sure. Okay, so please, Chris, go ahead.
20.
No.
Dang it.
I mean...
Yes,
is it the 30?
It is the 25.
Wow, between the two.
Getting around it, bracketing it.
Split the difference.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Wild card. What magazine was the first to sell a billion copies worldwide in a year in 1974?
Holy cow.
First magazine, a billion copies.
Copies in a year worldwide.
1974.
Holy cow.
Colin.
Reader's Digest.
Incorrect. Chris.
Time.
Incorrect.
Is it News of the World?
Incorrect.
Playboy.
Incorrect. What? It is.
Life Magazine?
TV Guide.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
I guess people love their TVs.
Yeah. I was thinking populist with the Reader's Digest. Yeah.
Right.
Is TV Guide technically a magazine, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just listings of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Wow. Man, those were the days.
Those were important. You had to have a TV Guide, or you didn't know what was going to be on TV.
I remember looking in the newspaper and knowing, trying to find out what times or shows.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. All right. This week, you guys, put on your seatbelts because we're going big. We're talking about things that are legendary. So this week, it's gonna be epic!
It may not surprise you guys to find out that my brain first went to movies when we're talking about epics.
Yeah.
Little side note here. Whenever I see a new movie comes out, one of the things I like to check in addition to the review is how long the movie is.
Oh.
I've noticed, you know, like there's definitely a correlation. Like the shorter movies tend to be, you know, comedies, kids movies, maybe some kind of brainless action movies, you know, like right around that 90 minute mark. If I see a movie is below 90 minutes, that always raises a red flag for me.
Interesting.
It's like, ooh, 81 minutes.
It's like, you just didn't have anything in the budget to get you to 90, huh?
Yeah, like, you remember that movie Phone Booth, right? You know, where, isn't that Colin Farrell, right? That's a lean, like, 81 minute movie. It's like, there's just not enough idea to spread out, thankfully, to spread out over 3 hours. So, at the other end,
Who wants to watch a three-hour movie?
Well, lots of people like to watch three-hour movies. In fact, every question on this quiz I'm going to give you is about a movie that exceeds 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's a long movie.
Might be more common than you might think.
Right.
Yeah, good question, Karen. Yeah, so
Or director's cut.
Yeah, so for the most, I will clarify if I'm asking about the theatrical release or the sometimes self-indulgent director's cuts, uncut, extended release movies that make it to home video.
I have a, we have a family story about very long movies. My dad's a Civil War buff, and he wanted to, he went to go see Gettysburg, and he brought me and my sister, and we were like under 10 years old.
Oh, no.
That movie is 4 hours long. Yeah. It has an intermission.
Yeah.
And at intermission, we were like begging. We begged. And I actually, I don't remember if we had to see it or not, but the first 2 hours, like, were mind-numbing.
And your dad is like, so into
it. Could your mom have come and picked you up or something?
I think my mom was like out of town. She was on a trip or something.
No. Of course.
And he's like, I'll take him to a movie. And it's like, oh my.
Well, there may be some military-themed movies on this quiz, so we will find out.
Hey, those are epic.
That's right. They are epic. And of course,
epics.
These are all movies that are big in scale or scope or both. There may be a couple in here that are not over three, but they are all going to be in that neighborhood, if not longer. So here we go. We'll start off with a 50-50 question for you guys here. So get your pads of paper ready. This will be a write-in quiz. Okay. And we will start off with this question. If you added up the theatrical runtime of all three Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings movies, so Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, Return of the King, yes, the theatrical runtime, if you added up all three of those, and if you added up all three of Francis Ford Coppola's Godfather movies, Godfather 1, Godfather Part 2, Godfather Part 3, which would be longer?
Oh.
And again, these are the theatrical runtimes. And I'll give a bonus point.
At Godfather 3, I'm wondering, was it a really long movie or just did it feel like a really long?
I'm playing the mental game.
All right, answers up. Karen says the Godfather trilogy. Chris says Godfather trilogy. Dana says the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Clocking in at 9 hours, 18 minutes is the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay, that's what I actually estimated.
And a paltry 8 hours and 57 minutes for the Godfather trilogy. Okay. So, point to Dana.
Yeah, I guess they put a whole lot in this. I remember the last Lord of the Rings movie.
I watched the 12-hour, like, the director cut trilogy. I spent the whole day doing it.
The director's cuts, I mean, of the Lord of the Rings movies, it adds another 2 hours. Adjusted for inflation, this three-hour-plus epic is the highest grossing film of all time.
Can you say that one more time?
Adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Okay, so this could be any movie in the history of movies.
Got it.
This is the highest grossing film of all time. Mm. In inflation-adjusted dollars. Answers up. Karen and Chris both say Gone with the Wind. Dana says Star Wars. It is Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, Star Wars is not a really long movie.
Feels like it.
The original theatric presentation of this, by the way, was over 230 minutes long.
Oh, what?
When it was, yes.
What that, was in it?
There's an overture.
That's 4 hours.
There's an overture, first of all. There's an intermission.
Yeah. Are they counting the intermission?
There's an entr'acte, which is a separate musical break between acts. And then there's exit music. So all of that together, you were in your seat for, or out of your seat, you were in the theater for,
you were...
It was an evening out. The uncut version of 1981's Das Boot runs 4 hours and 53 minutes.
Wow! Telling, oh my god, that's my marathon.
Telling a story about a mission on what type of vehicle? 1981, Das Boot, 4 hours, 53 minutes, which I feel like, honestly, at that point, why not just go for five even?
They didn't want to be self-indulgent.
Up, right. Oh, yeah, I trimmed it off. Everyone says submarine. You are all correct. Yes, a German U-boat, Unterseeboot, submarine.
So is the boot boat?
Boat, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
The boat.
The boat.
Not the boot.
This 1963 historical epic was, at the time, the most expensive movie ever made. including a then record $1 million contract for its leading lady.
What year?
1963. Historical epic.
Oh.
At the time, most expensive movie ever made. Name the movie and name the leading lady if you know who she might be. Answers up.
I don't know. Oh. Now I know. I see your answers, and I'm like, yes.
No, Dana did not write down people. The correct answer. Yeah, Karen and Chris have it correct. It is Cleopatra with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
This movie, by the way, if you guys want to read about a disaster of a production, this movie, they called this movie the movie that killed the big budget epics. Yeah, it just cost overruns, accidents on set, scandals. Mm. Elizabeth Taylor had to have a tracheotomy during the middle of filming.
What?
It nearly bankrupted 20th Century Fox. It was one of those movies where they spent more promoting it and producing it than it earned back at the time. Huh. Yeah. All right, last one. Marlon Brando.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Turned down the title role in this sweeping 1962 epic, allegedly because he didn't want to spend 1 to 2 years riding around on a camel.
Do we get a bonus point for the person who eventually did ride the camel?
Yes, you get a bonus point for the person who did accept the title role in this movie.
Oh.
Answers up. Dana says Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh.
Chris says Ben-Hur. Good guess. Not Ben-Hur. It is also what Karen wrote, Lawrence of Arabia. And Karen, for the bonus point, yes, Peter O'Toole ended up getting the role.
They put Lawrence Olivier as the actor, so clearly my wires were... It was a Lawrence. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I love King Ralph as a kid. And I was like, what else is this guy in? And I watched Lawrence of Arabia. I was like, this is boring.
Yeah, I was like, this is too long.
It is a long one, as all of the movies on this list are. Yeah, Brando, he turned it down, by the way, to take the role in Mutiny on the Bounty that same year. So it wasn't like he was sitting at home doing nothing.
Oh, is that a hit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, good job, guys. And
winner and Chris.
I think Karen is our winner there. Well done. You guys.
I got everything but the first one right.
You guys know your epics.
Okay. Well, I feel like we do too many quizzes with movies and popular music and things like that. So I think we need to get a lot more highfalutin for this one. So this is the challenge quiz. I think you guys are going to do okay. We'll see. Okay. That's why we're going to write down our answers. So we're going to see who wins at the end.
All right.
This segment is called Name That Epic Poem. The epic poem, a long form of poetry to tell a tale of either great warriors or whatever. But
that's
big.
Where the word comes from.
The original.
The actual
word epic. Epic is the for song or poetry in Greek and Latin. So.
Yep. Talk about the original epics. Yeah.
When I think of epic, I think of video games because you have different tier sets and armor.
Oh, sure.
Legendary is the high level and the next is epic and there's rare. So that's what I think of. I'm removed from the poetry or the song or the story.
Interesting.
So
this is how we're going to do this. I am going to recite you a line.
Oh, man.
All right. There will be hints. I've chosen the lines in particular.
Okay.
That there are hints in there as to which epic poem we are talking about.
Okay.
And you will write down the name of the epic poem. We're going to see how you guys do on this one.
What's the one with Angelina Jolie?
Here we go. Question one, or poetry line number one. All right, here we go. Arise, O king. Quick, let us hasten to look at the footprint of the kinsman of Grendel.
Yeah.
Arise, O king. Yeah, the woman Angelina Jolie. Arise, O king. Quick, let us hasten to look at the footprint of the kinsman of Grendel.
I forget.
Answers up.
That's what it is.
Colin and Karen both say Beowulf. Dana says Gilgamesh. It is Beowulf.
It's Beowulf.
Famously made into an animated motion picture for grown-ups.
It was
Polar Expressy CG motion captured animation with the faces of the actors.
What is it about? Real is Beowulf a dude's name or is it a wolf?
It's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he's a guy.
I have no idea what's
going on. Oh, okay. he's a strong warrior. He goes to kill the monster. Grendel.
But Grendel is the Grendel's the monster, and that's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, because Grendel's mother, who is Angelina Jolie, factors into the film. In the original epic poem.
Just brain fart.
All right. Yeah. Here's another one. Oh, Beatrice, sweet and precious guide who cheered me with her comfortable words. Oh, Beatrice, sweet and precious guide who cheered me with her comfortable words.
Wow. Epic poem?
Yeah.
Not play?
Nope.
Oh.
We got Karen says Excalibur, Colin says the Iliad, and Dana says Dante's Inferno. So it is in fact, we're being really loose with this. It is called Dante's Divine Comedy. The Divine Comedy.
Right. Yeah.
The video game was called Dante's Inferno, but we're going to give you the point because that is the correct.
You know what?
This is all about I know what you mean. That is good. Okay, so we're off to the races here. There mourned Achilles, plunged in depth of care, but soon to rise in slaughter, blood, and war. There mourned Achilles, plunged in depth of care, but soon to rise in slaughter, blood, and war.
Specifically?
Mm-hmm. It has a name. I want you to write down that name. Karen says the Iliad. Colin says the Iliad. Dana says the Iliad. Yes, this is the Iliad. It is not the Odyssey. Odyssey is about...
But this is about the Troy battle, right?
Yeah, but the Iliad is about the Trojan War.
Like, it's epically long.
Right.
Okay, got it.
It is epically long. Yes. Yeah. The Iliad is about Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Their shields were new, gleaming and broad and fair, their helmets... as Siegfried the Bold rode to court in Gunther's land. The hint is, the big hero of this, his name is Siegfried.
That's not a hint.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with your no hints.
Well, I mean, we can reason it out. It's German, or of that region.
Became a pretty famous opera.
Oh, shoot.
Karen says Rise of the Valkyries. Colin says the Ring Cycle.
Yes,
and Dana says Valkyries. Yes.
That's
so basically, we're going to give it to Colin because the name of the epic poem is Das Nibelungenlied, which is the Song of the Nibelungs. Which, of course, became the Ring of the Nibelungen, or the Ring Cycle by Wagner. But, of course, it came from the epic poem. Yes. In the spirit of, we're going to give Colin the point for that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I couldn't even begin to try and spell.
I think if you wrote down a ring somewhere.
But this is from Valkyrie.
Yes.
Well... That's tough.
But that's not the name of it.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And finally, our last epic poem. Here is a line from it. Of man's first disobedience and the fruit of that forbidden tree, whose mortal taste brought death into the world and all our woe. Of man's first disobedience and the fruit of that forbidden tree, whose mortal taste brought death into the world and all our woe.
Oh, man. So it's not too old.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Karen says the Bible. Colin says Paradise Lost. Dana says the Bible. It is, in fact, John Milton's Paradise Lost. Yes.
The Bhagavad
Or the Inagata Vida.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, you're classing the joint up a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a quick break. A word from our sponsor.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Kat and Jethro, box of oddities.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course, you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww.
The show examines weird things.
There are plenty of old photographs from this time period of children out in the streets playing in and among the dead horse carcasses.
Oh, I miss those days. Things used to be so much simpler.
Kat and Jethro.
Then there's the urine wheel, which sounds like a really bad game show.
They've done weird things. Kat and Jethro, box of oddities. That is really mysterious.
Join Kat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the box of oddities.
The Webby Award-winning Box of Oddities podcast from Airwave Media.
Hey, you guys, you're listening to Good Job, Brandon. This week we're celebrating things that are epic. Dana.
Yeah. So Chris, like, got us all highfalutin with epic poetry, and now I'm going to bring it back down to something a little earthier, but also epic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about epic eating contests.
Yes.
Oh, so nice.
This is the world of competitive eating, where people eat more food than a human body should without training.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with a couple or a question or two. Mm-hmm. And this comes up in trivia a lot. What food do competitors eat every year on July 4th in Coney Island, New York?
Mm-hmm. Hot dogs.
Nathan's hot dogs.
That is right. Nathan's hot dogs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Karen's signaling. It comes up in trivia a lot.
Karen's making the international sign for hot dogs.
For eating hot dogs.
No, because the way competitive eaters eat hot dogs is very different than a normal person.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm mimicking the way competitive eaters eat hot dogs. Uh-huh. I remember we had this question in trivia, and I'm looking at my teammates like, you know, like how they're eating hot dogs. And everybody's like, whoa, what? No, Colin, you got me. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah.
Put that down.
Got it. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest started in 1972.
Oh.
And until the 2000s, people would eat like 10, 14,
Because
20, 25. Because
they just go and they just eat hot
dogs. They're like, I can eat a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
And those people could eat a lot of hot dogs just as a normal person.
Right.
And then...
like, they're the kind of people who would go to Nathan's and order like 10 hot dogs because they just... they just had a man-sized hunger.
I have a big hunger. Yeah. I'm a big man. They were all men. They were all men at that point. So in 2000, the new record was 25 and a half hot dogs.
But still.
But then the very next year, 2001, the record it was 25 and a half. It was smashed. It was 50. Yeah. Somebody came and ate 50
hot
dogs.
That's just a game changer. Yeah. I mean, that's just like rewriting the hot dog rules.
The conversation has advanced now in terms of like how people can epically eat. In 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so do you guys know the name of the guy who came in and...
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi. He showed that this could be a very competitive sport and that people were doing it wrong, basically. They're like, how did he do it? There's training. He trains in advance. Don't train in advance. It's very dangerous. But competitive eaters train in advance.
Yeah.
They do water training. They drink tons of it. He has like dip the hot dogs, buns, and water.
Well, that's the big thing, right?
That's one of them. But there's also the Kobayashi method of eating hot dogs.
Okay.
Do you guys know, can you guess what the Kobayashi method
is? Wasn't it that he would do two at a time, basically? I mean, I know he separated the buns from the meat.
One of the big important things is, because if you just sit there and just eat the hot dogs.
It's hot dog and bread.
It's hot dog just and bread. But if you just eat hot dogs, anybody who's done like a low carb diet knows, like, you can eat a lot more hot dogs if you take the bread away.
Right.
Like, that's kind of what makes you feel the fullest. Yeah. So what they would do is he would take the bread and dip it in water, and then it would just make the bread just sort of slide down real fast.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot more
bread
in.
Slushy,
you could, because one of the things about eating is like the chewing and the working the food in your mouth. Like, you will get tired before you get full. Like, it all kind of happens at the same time. So
it helps with the surface area because bread is big and then you can squish it down.
Yep.
You also don't have any time to drink water, so this is a way to get a little bit of water in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And then I think somebody mentioned it. Hot dog HDB is a thing that comes up in competitive eating. It stands for hot dog and bun. And so your hot dogs don't count unless you also eat the bun.
Yes.
So you have to be very careful
about
it. So, but back to the question about the Kobayashi method. Does anyone know what the
No.
That is breaking the hot dog in two and putting it in both sides of your mouth. Like,
Like folding it in half. Like, breaking it in half.
So both of your cheeks, there's something
So you're
there.
Working.
Yeah. You're going
all
for
of the volume.
I thought he was eating two at a time because I've seen the video of him stuffing, like, in house, but I guess.
That's so smart.
Yeah. What that represents is this mental break away from, like, how do we usually eat food?
Yeah.
Like, that's the hurdle that he went over, which is, like, I'm going to eat, like
an
I have
animal.
To break
I'm
myself away from, like, how we usually eat a hot dog.
Yeah. So what's picnic style rules? Picnic style rules.
Is I'm guessing that means that, like, you cannot do all that stuff.
You cannot separate. Yeah.
You have to eat it as you would normally eat a hot dog.
Yes. And, people are like, oh, it's less gross to watch that way, and it's better for
agreed.
Concert.
Agreed.
Like, if you sponsored the, like, event, your food isn't being, like, deconstructed.
Right,
and, like,
and your buns aren't being soaked in water and looking like gross bun slop. Yeah, sure, sure.
What about chipmunking?
Oh.
Must be storing food in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stuff food in your cheeks. So, like, right when they call time, these are usually timed. They're, like, 10 to 12 minutes.
So right when they call time, you can try to swallow as much of it as you can.
You get 30 seconds after they call time to get it down. So, so it behooves you to have as much of it in your mouth
as you possibly can.
What's a Roman incident?
I'm going to guess that's when an unexpected loss of hot dogs.
Right.
So if you, you're eating a lot of stuff, you're chewing a lot of stuff. If any of it gets on the table or on a plate, you're disqualified. That's the end.
Oh, okay.
So
wait, the vomit?
Yeah.
Okay, but if crumbs are on the plate,
yeah.
You just have to
but if it's it. Like, oh no, you threw
you
up on the table. No, you're done. You have to. You're out.
Oh,
So you have to seems down. Fair. Seems fair.
Yeah. Roman incident.
It's a Roman incident, and that happens to people.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because then how do you judge? How much you ate. Or,
yeah, then
it's
I'll
just like,
eat and I'll just puke it all. Puke, and be like, I win. Yeah.
And it's pretty gross, too.
Right,
it's
also, yeah. You want to discourage people from doing
about
that
the
to the other
spectator aspect of it.
Well, also the guy sitting next to you eating, trying to eat his hot dogs. It just probably starts a chain reaction.
There were all these stories. Yeah. There were all these stories about how most of the time food eating competitions are in the summer, in the hot months, because it's a spectator sport. It's for people to watch.
Right.
But you don't want to eat when it's really hot.
No.
And so at one of the hot dog eating competitions, the women went on first, and they were like, oh, it was so hot. We could barely eat. Like, it was too hot. And so when the men came out, they knew that happened. So they had ice down their shirts. They were soaking, wearing drenched shirts so they would be cool.
Yep.
And that's why the difference between the number of hot dogs the women ate that year and the number that the men ate was dramatic.
Because they went first.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't realize they should be wearing wet t-shirts while they ate that much food. So what's the record number of hot dogs eaten in a contest? So 2001 was when the 50 was set. What have they gotten it up to now?
I feel like they got it into the low to mid 60s.
I'd say 62.
78.
It is 69.
Wow.
Wow, I almost made that joke.
Wow.
It's not a joke.
It's real.
It's reality, Karen.
2013, Joey Chestnut from
Joey Chestnut!
San Jose, California.
Yeah. Oh, so was he the current record holder?
Record holder, but he just lost Nathan's, right?
He lost, but he is the record holder.
Wow.
For Nathan's.
For Nathan's hot dog.
Going back to Kobayashi, he used science. Like, he used, like what you said, he completely changed the way you think how to eat something.
Yeah.
But in Japan, like, he is so smart with food science. There was a documentary, I'm not sure if it was a show I watched or it was a film, but he's walking down the supermarket aisle. He's talking to camera. He's like, you know, he had a packet of like octopus. He's like, oh, octopus has tannins, and then tannins help coat your stomach with blah, 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 blah. Like, he is very, very knowledgeable in what foods do.
Makes sense.
He goes to the gym almost every day. He's super buff, and he, you know, works up his metabolism.
Most of them are very in shape because they're saying there's a fat belt, and there people debate about whether or not this is true, but there was a competitive eater, lost a bunch of weight, and then could eat a lot more hot dogs, and then he gained weight back and he wasn't able to hit his numbers before. And so they're just like, your rib cage can hold this much stuff. And it's food or it's...
So I'm proud to announce that next month I'm doing something called the Beer Mile.
What?
And I am doing so much research about it. So it's 1 mile. It's hopefully at a track. And then you chug a can of beer in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then you run a lap. You chug another one.
Oh, no.
You do that 4 times.
Yeah. And what fraternity are you joining?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, oh, okay, she's pledging a fraternity.
And it's the rules, the official rules are like, you know, they really cover all the loopholes. Can of beer, standard can of beer, has to be 5% alcohol or more.
Okay.
Okay.
So it can't be Bud Light. Right. It can't be like something very light.
Not O'Doul's.
You cannot shotgun the beer. You have to. It's unopened, and it times how you have to open the beer, open the tap, drink the beer.
Uh-huh.
If you do have a Roman incident, you have to do another lap, and that counts as your...
a penalty lap.
Okay. A penalty lap.
Okay.
And so I've been practicing. Like, I've been practicing with carbonated water and soda, and sometimes with Bud Light.
Okay.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard.
Are you just
hard.
Running around your neighborhood all a little buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a little buzz. But see, it's not the alcohol that's the problem. The alcohol is a problem after you do the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
But during the race, it's the bloating. It's it's the carbonation that's really, really hard to...
It must be a loud race, let me put it that way. Yeah.
And you have to force yourself to burp to make room in your stomach. And also, like, I think for me, I'm starting to feel like temperature plays in a key part. If it's too cold, it freezes your teeth, like your gum nerves. There's ways to like tilt your head. The person I think currently who holds the record got it down to 4:57.
Wow.
Whoa.
A mile with stopping to drink.
Yes. And it takes him 8 seconds to chug.
Wow.
It's taking me 25 seconds average, and I think I'm doing pretty
good. That's fast.
I know.
That is well, you know what? Competitive eaters can drink a gallon of water in 30 seconds.
Holy my God.
Crap.
But the carbonation is good. So this is happening.
Wow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll come help, you know, train. You know, I'll do the chug part. And
and then you'll just watch her around. Yeah. And then you'll chug again.
Hey, Matt. Did you know that wombats poop cubes?
Nope, never heard that before.
Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, Ken?
I didn't know, nor do I care.
Neil, did you know that Liechtenstein is the only doubly landlocked country in Europe?
Jeff, isn't that an American pop artist?
Well, actually, it's both. If you want to learn things like that and more, join us each week on Triviality, a pub trivia-style game show podcast where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Listen in each week to answer general knowledge trivia alongside exciting guests from around the world.
And we're here too.
Join us every Tuesday for new hour-long episodes of Triviality, plus tons of extra theme content on everything from The Office and Lord of the Rings to science and geography.
And sometimes we even do sports.
Find us on all your preferred podcast apps and take part in the fun of playing bar trivia without the need to wear pants.
Real mature, Jeff.
Forget it, Neil. It's Triviality.
I also have kind of a write-down quiz, but I'm going to try. This is kind of experimental.
Okay.
Everybody get a pad. We're going to play a game.
All right.
Okay.
And listeners, if you are not driving or if you're at home, please take a sheet of paper. Let's see how this game works. So what I'm going to do is I picked a couple of epic franchises or epic series.
Okay.
For each one of them, I'm going to give you guys 20 seconds. I need you guys to write down 5 character names from that epic franchise.
Okay.
Okay.
First name and last name.
Oh.
But. You will get every point for a character name that the other person did not write.
Oh, don't write down.
Don't write down. Jeez. So you want to be... So it's epic part of a franchise. Game.
It's kind of like boggle rules.
Does it count if we only write down a first name or a last name.
You have to write the full name.
The full name.
So, you know, oh, I kind of remember this person.
So it can't be like Jim.
I'm going to give you 20 seconds. You're going to write down 5 character names, first name and last names, from that franchise. So, for example, if I say Star Wars, you can write down Luke Skywalker, Lando Calrissian, but you'll only get a point for the unique name. So if all you guys write down Luke Skywalker, no one gets
it's like
point.
Boggle.
It. Yeah, it is like Boggle. Yeah. So no repeats.
Okay.
So let me get a countdown clock. So here's and listeners at home, feel free to play. I think this is the hard part, is to see what other, like, you don't want to go too common, or you can go common thinking that the other people aren't putting common character names down.
Or you can just write down all the ones you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also that.
Yeah. And that's why I'm putting that first name, last name.
Okay.
Because you would be like, oh, Skywalker, and it's like, there are a bunch of them. Here we go. Speaking of Star Wars, let's start with Star Wars. On the clock, 20 seconds, go. Star Wars. You can also, and so it can be the original movie series, it can be the new trilogy, or it can even be Force Awakens. Movie counts as canon in this case. Oh, timers.
Oh, that's it? Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Seconds,
wow,
that's fast. Names.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, okay. I only got 3 names.
I only got 3, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Chris has R5-D4, Salacious Crumb, and Watto. Does Watto have a last name?
I
said first name, last name.
I don't think it's a last name.
But if that person that you cannot,
I don't think a droid counts either. I'm just gonna say it.
Why doesn't a droid count as a character?
That's not a first name, last name. I think he's only got a single name. If Watto doesn't count, R5-D4 doesn't count.
It has to have first name and last name.
I thought you just meant, you know, it has to have.
No, it has to have. So characters that have first name and last name.
That's baloney.
Okay. Well, let's say this is practice. All right. Dana has Ben Skywalker.
Isn't that his Uncle Ben?
No.
His Uncle Owen.
Mine. Owen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Also, it's Obi-Wan is old Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
Okay, who's that? Who else?
Luke Skywalker. Because I guess nobody would write that down.
Lando Calrissian.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, I wrote Mon Mothma. She's one of the leaders of the Alliance.
Salacious Crumb.
I wrote Salacious Crumb and Jack Porkins.
We're both going in the same area. Yeah.
All right. You know what? That was practice round.
All right.
So moving forward.
So they have to be
first name
and a last name.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. 20 seconds on the clock. As fast as you can.
Uh-huh.
Let's do Harry Potter. Let's go.
Okay.
Scratch, scratch, scratch. Harry Potter. You can say Harry Potter. That's one of the names. Colin's a little bit not on advantage. And 20 seconds is up.
It's not long enough to write down 5 names.
Wow, I got 4.
Cannot do it.
Oh, wow. As fast as you can.
Wow.
All right, Chris has
Dolores Umbridge, Rufus Scrimgeour. And Harry Potter.
I have Dolores Umbridge.
Uh-huh.
Cross it out.
Yeah. George Weasley. Minerva McGonagall.
Wow.
I have Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Cross it out.
Aldous Dumbledore?
Is that Albus.
Dang it!
So close.
If you would said it correctly.
It. That's not bad.
And Hermione, is it Granger?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Good.
Good. Keep your points, dudes.
Okay.
All right. Good job. You know, you guys can write scribbly, you know, as long as it's kind of legible.
As long as we're honest. As long as we're honest.
Be honest. All right.
I can get you a different pen if you want.
This one is hard.
You're trying to game. Yeah. I need a faster writing pen.
Well, it's like...
It's too much friction.
I'm like, oh, I can't read it either. Yeah.
No. Oh, man. Okay, well, everybody's changing pens.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds faster. Is too fast for a Sharpie.
They're Kobayashi-ing this. Yeah. All right. Let's do... Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Start.
Okay.
George R. Martin. There are a lot of children. There are a lot of places, relatives. You can probably just stick with one house. You can list a bunch of people. First names and last names. Game of Thrones. Time.
You can only write down for... You can just stop writing. You cannot do that.
You know, honesty. Honesty. Yeah.
Okay. I had Rickon Stark.
I have that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the problem we're all going for. Yeah. Benjen Stark. Tyrion Lannister.
Mm-mm. No.
And Peter Baelish.
Oh, no. Nice.
No, wow. Okay. Good job. Right.
It's so funny. I like the psychology of like, none of we're avoiding some of the big names.
All the famous kids will go with Rickon.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. Smart.
Dana. Arya Stark. Bran Stark. I had Rickon Stark. Ned Stark. Catelyn Stark, and I started writing Hodor Hodor.
You're doing ditto marks on the Starks, though. That's,
I feel like, no, she wrote.
Okay, okay. Hodor, good, yeah. Danny Targaryen. I wrote Danny instead of Daenerys.
Okay, yeah, we guys aren't friends. You can't call her that.
Khal Drogo, Meryn Trant.
Mm.
Wow.
And Myrcella Lannister.
Wow. Okay. Yep. See, yeah. People go with the children.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Not a lot of overlap. You know what? A lot of characters in that franchise.
It's pretty good. To say the least.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, next epic franchise, Lord of the Rings. Okay. Go.
I don't know a lot of full
last
names,
huh?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, yeah, that's the hard part. You kind of blank. I mean, it's not because you don't know. It's because you kind of blank.
Do the elves have last names?
That's the thing. So, I mean, I wrote down the characters that I know that have last names. And first names are Frodo Baggins,
I got Bilbo Baggins.
And Samwise Gamgee.
I got Samwise Gamgee.
Does anybody have any?
I wrote Eowyn. And that was it, because I don't know if anyone has a last name. Well, then I got zero.
Well, that's a wash.
If you are a Lord of the Rings super fan, you probably got all of them.
Went for deep cuts.
Yeah, all right. Deep cuts. Yeah.
All right. Good job. Okay, one last one. Marvel.
Oh.
Marvel Avengers Universe.
Oh,
Avengers. Avengers Universe.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I figured doing like a Avengers is like combines people who don't read the comics but watch the movies and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I blanked.
It's okay. Well, it's a mental workout. It's a mental. All right, Chris.
Steve Rogers.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
No. Tony Stark. Bruce Banner.
Yes, Bruce Banner.
No. Okay, and Pepper Potts.
Oh, good
oh,
one.
That's good.
Good one. Did not get Pepper Potts.
Yeah. Thor Odinson. And Loki Odinson.
Nice. Nice. Nice with the last name.
Is that true?
Name.
Is that true? Yeah. Is that their actual last names?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but is that...
In canon, that is their... Yeah, Thor Odinson. Great. Very nice.
Perfect.
I had Hank Pym.
Who?
Who was a giant man, Ant-Man. Yeah. Janet Pym, who was the Wasp. Uh-huh. I had Bruce Banner. I had Tony... I had Nick Fury.
Nice.
And James Rhodes.
Rhodey.
Okay, great.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I'm not gonna even total it. That was a good brain workout.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had fun.
That was good. That was good.
All right, and we got one last segment. Colin,
I love. We are all over with the high culture, low culture, movies, literature. I'm gonna close this out with some music.
Yeah.
Keeping with the theme of epic, I have put together a quiz of epic guitar solos.
Oh,
okay.
Epic guitar solos. Now, I do feel a little bad because, like, I know that when, like, the classic rock type stuff comes up at pub quiz, you guys kind of look to me to sort of take the lead. So,
you're the one who's making the quiz.
I'm trying to go a little bit easy on you guys. These are all famous bands.
Okay.
These are all solos from famous songs.
Yep.
I know you've heard the song, or I'm reasonably sure you have, but you recognize it from just the solo?
Oh, wow.
Should we write it?
Yeah, let's do this as another write down.
Yeah.
So, I will play you.
We're so nerdy. We're like, we love writing down tests.
Yeah, ask 30... me some questions. I'll write down the answers.
It feels more real.
Can we write it down? I think I explained a lot.
It doesn't explain a lot. It really just opens up. It opens up a lot of questions.
It's kind of so much faster.
Yeah, it was like.
All right, here we go. Here we go. These might be in order of difficulty. We shall find out.
If we do anything that's time, we're going to destroy these nice felt tip pens at concerts. We're jamming them so hard and trying to write
them. You have to drag your hand.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one. what name the band or artist, and for a bonus point, name the guitarist. I'll even throw in bonus possible points here. Some of these are famous bands with famous guitarists. Here we go. First one. All right, answers up. Write down something if you're not sure. Karen says Rolling Stones, which is correct, and Keith Richards, also correct. Yeah. Chris has question mark. Dana says Rolling Stones and Johnny Depp's pirate dad. I will accept that.
Oh, yeah.
I will accept Johnny Depp's pirate dad.
I like that. Yeah,
I don't know what song Keith Richards.
That is Sympathy for the Devil.
Pleased to meet you.
Hope you guess my name. All right, next one. Here we go. Next track. Please tell me the band. Remember, these are legendary, epic. Answers up. Ooh, nothing for Chris.
What? Dana, it's not the right answer.
Dana says Leonard Skinner, not correct. Karen, with 2 points again, Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin guitarist is Jimmy Page.
Meant Led Zeppelin. I don't deserve the point, but that, I was like, it's not that. It's different words. It begins with the L. Yeah.
All right. Okay, showing me how hard it is for me to gauge how hard these are here. All right, next one. Who is the band? All right, and answers up. Chris says The Eagles with a bonus of Don Henley. Dana says The Eagles with a bonus of Don Henley. Karen says The Eagles and nothing bonus. You guys all got 1 point. It is The Eagles. Hotel California. No, that is Don Felder and Joe Walsh.
That's trivia. But we didn't know the answer then either.
Is Don Henley even in the band?
Yes, but he was not the guitarist.
Right.
A whole lot of Dons. Too many Dons. All right, here we go. Chris, I think you may. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. Chris, you may.
Chris, you may.
All right, here we go.
Well, I mean,
who is this band?
Okay.
And for a point, name the guitarist.
Okay.
Right. When you are ready, answers up. Chris says Santana and Santana, which is correct. That is the band Santana. Okay.
I thought you were trying to, Carlos Santana,
on guitar. Dana says Santana, Carlos Santana, Karen.
I just put Carlos Santana and I put Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham. Because that is the original.
I will accept that.
Lindsey Buckingham did not play guitar on Black Magic.
Who did?
Peter Green.
Oh, that was original. Early.
Right.
Got it. Okay, wow. Okay. Good trivia.
There, all right, here we go. Moving right along. Who is this band? And for a bonus, who is the guitarist? I'll give you guys a hint if you want it. This was given as an incorrect answer to an earlier question by someone.
Oh, okay. That's what, okay.
All right. Answers up. Nobody got this one. Nobody got this. Is the Beatles. This is
Oh my God.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I do recognize this song. I was like, I like this.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and not really a trick, but as a trivia there on this one, do you get the guitarist? It was Eric Clapton.
Oh, right. Oh my God, did you see this?
Oh, she did. She wrote Eric Clapton and crossed it out. I'm going to give Karen half a point for writing Eric Clapton and crossing it out.
But scratching it out.
Eric Clapton and George Harrison, very famous friends. Much drama there in their personal lives as well.
Love life.
Ooh, a documentary recommendation on Netflix. It's called Good Old Frida, and it's about their secretary, the Beatles' secretary, Frida. It's good. I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
All right, last one here, guys. Last one. Let's close it out here in style. Please tell me the band. And if you're feeling especially smart, tell me the guitarist. All right. Answers up. Karen says Lynyrd Skynyrd. Chris says question mark. Dana says Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yes, that is Lynyrd Skynyrd performing Freebird, what has been termed the most requested song in rock history.
Did you not play Rock Band with me?
Yeah, but I could identify songs from, like, the vocals.
Yeah,
but
it's tricky.
When you excise a guitar solo from a song, I can't play it.
Yo, Runners. Yeah. I play Freebird just this, like, when it gets into the solo, and I'm just like, I'm like a nymph. I'm like a wood nymph. Like, I'm running on the trails. Like, I'm free, like a bird. Like, it is my jam. So I know that solo so well.
Awesome.
Like, I don't know who the guitarist is, though.
Yeah, Alan Collins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very, very deep in the trivia well for that one. Yeah. All right, well, even without the half point, Karen, I think you won that one.
Wow, I'm surprised at my...
Yeah, that's, I've heard a lot of these songs a million times. If you take a little snippet of the solo, I can't
Elvis
ID it.
Quizzes, I'm so bad at them because I don't pay attention to the lyrics. So I don't know.
Right. So when that's missing for you, you can't
that's
ID a song you know.
That's
all
so
right.
Good. I was like, how can you not know this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, guys. That was cool, fun to put together. Fun. Yeah.
All right. And that's our show. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening. And hope you learn a lot of stuff about being epic. And you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, on Spotify as well, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week!
Bye!
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.